All right, let's start by everybody taking a deep, full breath in. And like I said, we have, I think, over 800 people that are calling in from all over the world to be on this call. So I want to start by welcoming you. My name is actually Max Simon. And if you couldn't tell by the string of words behind my first name, I am, in fact, David Simon's son. And I have my own company that I run out here in Los Angeles. And with the holidays coming up and with this topic, I felt like it was particularly relevant for me to be here with you tonight to really kind of facilitate this call. And you're here because this is a preview call for the Free to Love course that's happening in January from 15th to the 17th down in La Costa, California, actually at the Chopra Center Resort. And just because there's so many people on this call, and I know that already you started saying, well, do we have questions, and you know, what are we going to cover? I wanted to kind of contextualize why we're doing this call, and that's because the feedback that we keep getting at the Chopra Center is that so many people right now are really having this difficult time getting into loving relationships because oftentimes the same old stuff comes up, same old thoughts, same old patterns, same old emotions, or maybe you're in a relationship right now and you're really not sure, how do you love in the greatest way? How do you create the most nurturing and loving relationship? And you can't seem to figure out, you know, what to do around that. Or maybe you can't even get into a relationship in the first place and you're looking to discover, how do you make that reality real? And then oftentimes the last part that we find happens so often is that either people are stuck in this loop of feeling insecure or feeling sad or depressed or, for lack of a better way of saying it, just not feeling much love for themselves, and they're looking to break that cycle. And then sometimes people, they are dealing with these chronic problems, whether that's behaviors that they're engaging in themselves or actual physical or mental or emotional chronic problems that just can't seem to be gotten rid of by any other way. And I want to know that if you fall into any of those categories, you are in the perfect space tonight, because what my father is going to share with you is really the step-by-step process that he has taken thousands of people through to help to really experience emotional freedom now. And today what we're going to discover, what we're going to go through, is the five stages of healing that's really going to transform your life and how to remove these painful and toxic thoughts and beliefs that might be preventing you from experiencing the love that you deserve. And he's going to show you how oftentimes doing this also helps heal some of these chronic symptoms. So it's my great pleasure to bring on to the call somebody who has not only obviously been one of the greatest facilitators and teachers in my life, but is the co-founder of the Chopra Center for Well-Being, is the author of 10-plus books that have over 1 million in print, who's a certified, you know, Western-trained neurologist by background, and has also become one of the world's leading authorities in mind-body medicine and alternative healing practices. These days, probably his prominent role has been really the driver behind the Chopra Center's amazing and life-transforming program. So, Dad, you there?
I'm here, Max. Thank you for your loving introduction.
Yeah, so
I'm happy to be with all these beautiful people.
I wanted to really just dive right in and set an intention for this call, because there's two things that we are doing here. One is we really are deeply looking to show you the map for clearing some of these problems away, because there's so many people out there that are just struggling right now. But we also are hoping to inspire you and show you that there is hope and that there is a next step that you can take to really get the relief and comfort you're looking for. So the first question I want to ask you, Dad, is, you know, how did this Free to Love course even come about, and what's the purpose of it?
Well, I've been practicing medicine for 3 decades now, and so I have been listening to people's pain for a long time. And my conventional medical training basically taught me that people are molecular machines. They're bags of biochemicals. And so for every symptom, there was a pharmaceutical, and often those medications were able to relieve those symptoms, but they rarely went deeper than the symptom. Since Deepak and I started the Chopra Center, now approaching almost 20 years ago, I've had the opportunity and really the privilege to spend more time with people who are looking for help with suffering, be it a physical problem or emotional problem or a psychological problem or a relationship challenge. And what I've come to learn, and this is the most authentic learning that I've experienced in this human incarnation, is that almost every symptom that disturbs our well-being is a call for more attention. And if we can create the safety and create the non-judgmental context, then that story underlying the symptom can be accessed and can be revealed. That story, whether or not the problem is a migraine or cancer, is almost always a sad story and usually a sad love story. And what I've come to recognize over the years is that most of us are not very good at love. We all desperately want it because love is the most important thing in life, and everything we do for love. But because most of us, particularly as children, were taught about love from amateurs, meaning children themselves, very few of us are really good at it, and therefore we suffer unnecessarily. And the origins of the Free to Love course was to make this learning, which I've taken, you know, almost now 3 decades to explore, available to the widest number of people possible. Because even if one of us is feeling happy and free, if you look around and everyone else has a sad look on their face, it detracts from that person's happiness. So I have a very selfish intention for spreading this information, which is I want to look into many more happy, enthusiastic, celebratory faces so that we can all together appreciate what it means to have a human incarnation.
And as you've been doing these courses, you know, when you say that so many people don't know how to love, how is that actually showing up in terms of their physical reality? Like, what does that look like to many of the people that are coming to these courses?
Well, you don't have to look very far to know that many, many people living in our Western society are taking a whole host of pharmaceutical medicines to treat just about every symptom. So recent studies have shown that since 9/11, the number of people on antidepressants has tripled, that the number of people needing sleeping medication every night is unfathomable. In fact, there's so many psychotropic drugs being prescribed these days that in most urban centers, there's measurable levels in the water supply. And this manifests in a whole range of challenges for people. On a purely emotional or psychological level, it's at the basis of depression and anxiety and insomnia. I also see that people struggling with a lot of these what are classically called psychosomatic illnesses, things like chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, chronic fibromyalgia, all sorts of chronic pain syndromes, almost always underlying these very physical symptoms, which often take people from doctor to doctor and have a whole host of interventions. Rarely do they really make a difference. It's my experience that almost all of these conditions have a core emotional basis, and that if we can awaken the understanding and the healing of that emotional loss or that emotional pain, the physical symptoms very spontaneously and very quickly resolve themselves. There was just a really fascinating paper in one of the major medical journals, Psychosomatics, showing how emotions play a critical role in a very serious set of diseases known as autoimmune diseases. So I think most people are familiar that an autoimmune disease is an illness where our immune systems become confused. And rather than doing their job of warding off infections or fighting cancer, they turn against our own tissues. And they create really serious illnesses such as multiple sclerosis, which affects the brain and nervous system, or rheumatoid arthritis, which affects the joints, or ulcerative colitis, which affects the digestive tract. So in this study, they looked at 500 people who were admitted to hospital with an autoimmune disease, and they compared them to 5,000 people who did not have one of these illnesses. And they looked into their past to see if they could identify emotionally painful experiences, particularly as children, and they identified what they called 7 adverse childhood experiences. And the sad news is that almost 40% of the entire group of people studied had at least one of these. These included things like being subjected to emotional abuse as a child, being subjected to physical abuse as a child, being subjected to sexual abuse as a child, being exposed to lots of violence in your family, arguments and severe conflict between your parents or caregivers, seeing drug abuse or alcoholism in your family, being a witness to mental illness in your family, and the 7th one was going through a very conflicted divorce, being the child while your parents were going through a very conflicted, almost violent divorce. And what they found in this study is that for every one of these adverse childhood experiences, we have a 20% increased risk of developing an autoimmune disease decades later in adulthood. So this is one of the most recent and really most important studies to show that unresolved emotional toxicity can not only affect our psychology, but can really directly affect our health.
So basically what you're saying is that all these experiences that people have had from the past, some of which you might not have even thought of for all this time, is really the cause of a lot of the suffering that people are facing today.
It is, and of course it's sad that we carry that burden. You know, I see it and I say it so often here at the Chopra Center that people seem to be driving with their emergency brakes on. But the good news is that we don't have to. We don't have to carry that load. Life is too short to continue carrying this baggage. And I'm convinced now that with the right attention and intention, no matter what you've been through in your past, we have that intrinsic capacity to release what is not serving us and begin to open to what is going to serve us.
So let's talk about that a little bit. You know, I mean, you just listed off a bunch of physical health concerns that arise from this emotional kind of turbulence. And I'm sure that there's many on the phone who have experienced some of these chronic symptoms and would like them removed. But I'm sure that there's also plenty of people who, for lack of a better way of saying it, are either just sad or depressed or can't seem to get in a loving relationship. And so I'd love to hear, you talk about these 5 steps to resolving this whole suite of different challenges and problems. So can you share with us what that looks like?
Sure. So, you know, actually I was giving a talk today to a group at the Chopra Center, and there's a lot of people here this week who are struggling with chronic problems. And this week in particular, we have people who have identified obesity, carrying too much weight as one of their major issues. Mm. And most people recognize that a lot of these behaviors, these so-called addictive or habitual behaviors, although they don't ultimately give us what they want, they give us at least temporary relief. So my experience is that all addictive behaviors, be it drinking too much or smoking pot too much or gambling too much or eating too much, these are all relatively poor substitutes for love. And so I would ask all the listeners right now to just imagine themselves as a newborn baby, you know, completely innocent. You've just entered into this interesting planet Earth, and you're here, and you're beautiful, and you're innocent. And the question that I would ask is, does this baby deserve to be happy? And I think most people looking at an innocent newborn baby would say, of course this baby deserves to be happy. And then I'd say, ask you, does this baby deserve to be healthy? Meaning, does this baby deserve to be nourished? Does it deserve to make good choices to keep its body healthy? And again, I think most people would say, of course this innocent being deserves to be healthy. And then I'd ask, do you think that this innocent baby deserves to have love? And again, it would be hard for someone looking at a newborn baby with all of its innocence and its wide open eyes to deny that that baby is fully worthy of love. And then the last question is, does this baby have some purpose for being here? Does that baby have something that as it grows and develops, it will eventually serve the rest of the community, the rest of the planet? And I think we would all agree that, of course, this baby, even if the parents thought the baby was an accident, I doubt that God thinks this baby is an accident. And so this is the truth. This is the only truth, that each one of us deserves to be happy, deserves to be healthy, deserves to have abundant, loving relationships, and deserves to find our meaning and purpose in life and express it. So anything else that gets in the way of that truth is not truth. It's a falsehood. It's some misunderstanding or misinformation. And therefore, we simply need to recognize that it's inhibiting our ability to be natural, to be healthy, to be happy. And the simple process, which is really the core of Free to Love, the book that I wrote and came out a few months ago, and this course that we've been teaching now for several years, is in many ways based upon an ancient detoxification process, which comes from Ayurveda. I'm sure many of our listeners are familiar with Ayurveda, this 5,000-year-old healing system, which says that anything undigested from our past becomes stored in our bodies or in our minds, in our physical or subtle bodies, and if it accumulates to a certain level, begins to interfere with the free flow of biological energy and intelligence. And so the terms for people who are familiar with the ability to digest our experiences is known as Agni. It means the fire that allows us to cook or metabolize our experiences. But if our fire is not strong enough to metabolize some encounter, then the undigested residue of that becomes toxic and becomes stored in the system. And the name for that is ama. Ama is the toxic residue of a past experience. And over time, that ama accumulates and begins to block the channels of circulation, making us sick and ultimately depressing our energy and ultimately leading to real illness. And so we can see this principle on multiple levels. You know, if someone has been eating a lousy diet, way too much saturated fat and cholesterol-rich foods, then that diet may exceed that person's digestive agni, their digestive fire. And the undigested residue of all that fat becomes stored in the blood vessels as basically cholesterol deposits, or we could say physical ama, and eventually it reaches the point where it can cause a heart attack or a stroke. We are right now seeing in our society as a whole something we could call financial ama, which basically is the result of people biting off too much materialism, more than they could digest. So the fact that everyone went so far out on their credit cards or took on big mortgages was really saying that people were ingesting more than they could digest, and the undigested residue has basically plugged up the entire economic system. In fact, economists even talk about these as toxic assets. But it's my experience as a physician that the most harm-creating ama, the most harmful toxic residue, is really emotional ama, meaning undigested emotional experiences that have left this residue of pain and sadness and sense of unlovability. And so drawing a page from the Ayurvedic tradition, there's a five-step process. The first step is you prepare. And the way that we prepare is we enhance the communication between mind and body. So at the courses, we immediately make certain that everyone is instructed in meditation, in primordial sound meditation, so that they know how to quiet that inner dialogue that keeps the stress going in their minds. And we present a whole series of what we call heart-opening yoga poses, which helps people really get in touch with that emotional level of their being, that subtle body of their being. So we do the preparation. The second step is identification. And identification means that we bring out of our subconscious awareness into our conscious awareness what is it that's obstructing this flow of energy. So, you know, we do it with a very specific process. We have people close their eyes. We have them go deep into their heart. We have them envision a very safe, sacred environment. We have them bring into their awareness the archetypal expression of the most high, the most sacred, safe, compassionate, loving, forgiving being. And then we simply ask the heart, you know, what am I carrying with me that's no longer serving me? And in the right context, with the right preparation, with the right guidance, the heart begins to reveal things from the past which we're still harboring, which are blocking that flow of present moment awareness, which is keeping our heart constricted, which is giving us doubts as to whether or not we are lovable. We have the ability to give and receive love. So we go through this intense process of identification. That takes us to the third step, which is mobilization. And mobilization is really taking that information that's now being secreted, being released by the heart and bringing it to a place where we can prepare for actual elimination. So we do a lot of very specific and very guided journaling in this program, and we do a lot of very intimate sharing of our stories in a very ritualized way so that we get all the benefits of doing this work as a tribe. You know, the great Sufi poet Hafez said that we have a greater chance of flushing love and God out into the open as a tribe than we do as a warrior all alone. So we actually find on these programs that doing this work all together, although initially it may seem a little intimidating to be that vulnerable in front of many other people, but it turns out that we all build momentum together and support each other and allows that collective consciousness and that collective intention towards healing actually supports and brings a lot of energy to anyone's individual mobilization process. So that's the third step. The fourth step is a releasing ritual, and I don't want to give too much of this away because I don't want to ruin the surprise, but we do some beautiful releasing rituals where we basically make a declaration in these rituals. You know, rituals are really important in human life. They mark the end of one chapter and the beginning of another chapter. So, you know, when you graduate from high school, it's a ritual. You go through a graduation ritual, and it says basically, I'm done with this chapter, I'm starting a new one. You know, when you get married, the same thing. When you get bar mitzvah, the same thing. When you go through a funeral, it's the same thing. So rituals are something that come from deep in the collective awareness and allow us to share with each other and declare to each other that I'm moving from one point to another, and it's a transformational step, which means that once you go through that ritual, you can never return to that previous state. So we have a number of beautiful rituals that really help people, in a sense, put a the end to the old movie and gives them the opportunity to then move into the fifth step, which is really the step of rejuvenation, which in the context of the Free to Love Course means we start consciously writing the next chapter of our lives based upon now not just the intellectual but the actual experiential understanding that every one of us deserves to be happy. Every one of us deserves to be healthy. Every one of us deserves to have loving, nurturing relationships in our life. And every one of us deserves to express our deep, unique talents, our deep meaning and purpose, our dharma in the world. And the consequence of that is freedom. People have a freedom, in a sense, a rebirthing to move into the next phase of their life with confidence, with enthusiasm, and, you know, they've released the emergency brake on their journey.
Gosh, you know, I actually remember when you guys first started doing these things, and I went and was participating in one, and the amount of transformation people go through. It's only like a 3-day or 4-day course. 3-day, right?
Yeah, it's only 3-day. You know, yeah. I mean, everything that we do at the Chopra Center continues to really blow my mind because, you know, I learned in medical school if you have fibromyalgia or you have chronic fatigue syndrome or you have irritable bowel, that's a lifelong condition. And, you know, when people suffering with these illnesses go to a doctor, even if he doesn't say it explicitly, you can tell from the doctor's body language, his or her body language, that they basically figure you're just going to have to deal with this. And what I've learned is that with the right intention and the right guidance, things that people have struggled with for years and years can be eliminated in just a few days. So I think by introducing new tools, we can have substantially different outcomes than have been predicted when we didn't have these technologies available.
Yeah, and I actually think this is a perfect time because when we put out the word that we were doing this call, you know, many people came forward to just share that they were so grateful that this work was going to get out to more people. And so, Elizabeth, are you there?
I'm here.
So for everybody on the phone, this is Elizabeth, and she actually went through the Free to Love course and had just a profound experience, and I was so moved by it that I wanted to share it with everybody else. So, Elizabeth, can you kind of share your journey? Because I think, you know, after hearing about those five steps, a lot of people might be going like, that's not possible, or yeah, right, and, you know, it's not going to happen to me. And your story, I think, is so perfect because it just shows really what is possible.
Yeah, and I'm really excited to share it. I want to thank you just for letting me speak about it. Before I attended Free to Love with David, I was just a very unhappy person. was very disconnected from everybody, from my family, from myself, from any higher power. I had no direction, I had no purpose, and my work was very unfulfilling. And all of that was reflected in my eating, and I was morbidly obese. Since attending the Free to Love with David, I am so joyful and so peaceful. I'm loving and grateful. I connected with myself and with my family of origin. I hadn't talked to them in 15 years, and I was obese for 20 years. And I had, my relationships were just, it was a struggle. And it's taken a little bit of time since attending, and I know myself now. I have an intimate relationship with God. I do yoga every day, and I meditate, and I pray. And just on a daily basis, amazing events occur for me, including just, you know, I woke up this morning, and here I am speaking to all of you. But the, you know, I love my work. I'm an attorney, and I work for myself now, and that's by design, and I consider myself very successful. And I measure it by, you know, how much I help my clients and not so much how, you know, how much money I make. And I've lost 90 pounds.
Wow.
And I work out every day. And the adverse experiences of my childhood, it's just not my story anymore. My story is just the love and grace that just comes to my life on a daily basis. So, for those of you who may be on the fence about attending the seminar, I just want to say that if you just trust that it will change your life, and I was told the same thing, and I said, okay, I'm going to do this, but it will change your life in a way that you can't imagine from a place where you are right now. It's just because it's so much bigger than what we can think about. So I'm truly grateful, and I don't know where I'd be, but I don't want to think about where I'd be without having gone through this process. So I look at pictures of myself now, and it's the transformation is just amazing. I'm just so happy. So I just want to say thank you to David for doing that.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Elizabeth. It kind of makes me tingle just thinking about what a powerful story that is you just shared. Thank you. Dad, do you have anything you want to comment on that?
Well, thank you for being so forthright. Of course, I don't take any responsibility for any of it. Elizabeth, you did all the work. I just acted as the cheerleader. But, you know, I mean, it's funny. We just had our Chopra Center Christmas holiday dinner a couple nights ago. And, you know, we have an amazing group of people here who are just so dedicated to helping people heal and transform and awaken. And so I usually give some kind of talk to express my appreciation. And just that day, I think our dinner was Friday night, I got this email. So I just wanted to read this email because I think that Elizabeth's story is what keeps us going. And here's another type of a story. It says, Dear Deepak, David, and David G., 2 years ago I attended your seminar in Carlsbad. During the week I learned to meditate and received my mantra from Max. After that experience, I wrote up a count of my first 21 days of meditation, which was published in the monthly Chopra online email. During the week, I also signed up for a one-on-one consultation with Dr. Simon. During that consultation, as I was explaining my symptoms, I burst into tears and realized I had not forgiven myself for the meanness I had evinced toward my husband, who had recently left me. I love that word, evinced. David suggested I attend the Free to Love seminar, which I did. That weekend was amazingly healing, particularly as we hurled stones into the ocean to rid ourselves of unwanted grievances. As a result of these healing seminars, I've moved on with my life here in Santa Barbara. I met and I'm going to share a life in a house here with a spiritually evolved band from Los Angeles, and our drive for the next third of our lives is to create a masterpiece of a relationship. We meditate together, work through our emotions together, and in general experience great joy together. I've had major life experiences since your seminars. The loss of my house and the tea fire in Santa Barbara last November. In parentheses, she said, all my notes from your seminars were burnt. And the loss of my 47-year-old, this is sad, and the loss of my 47-year-old eldest son in an automobile accident in western Uganda in June. Through it all, the lessons I learned have kept me on an even and loving path. I merely want to thank you for your influence in my life with love. So, you know, this is why we do what we do, because we want to see less suffering. You know, when we look out and see less suffering, it makes us feel that our lives are meaningful and that it gives us the permission to celebrate more what all the gifts that we experience in our own day-to-day life. So I just want people to know that you don't have to continue to struggle. And it just requires a shift in your intention and a little bit of guidance. And then it actually, even though it's pretty intense, a couple days, it goes by very quickly, and in a very short time, not only is there a sense of tremendous relief, but you will gain a set of tools that will serve you for the rest of your life. So, you know, I have some young children. Max's stepsister.
I'm not that young anymore.
But, you know, I've learned that there's a few things in life that are really quite easy to master, but they still require some guidance. You know, a couple of years ago, my now 8-year-old went through 2 major milestones, and you may remember you yourself going through those milestones. One was she learned how to ride a bike without her training wheels. And, you know, you may remember that when you only know how to ride your bike with training wheels, the idea of riding your bike without training wheels, even though you see everyone doing it, seems very difficult. But, you know, when you're ready, usually your parent or older sibling takes off the training wheels, holds on to the back of your seat, and you get on, and they say, start pedaling. And you start pedaling, and they're running behind you. And you don't even know this, but every once in a while when you start to get your balance, they let go. But then when you start to wobble, they grab onto you again. And you practice this a few times, and pretty soon you're at the end of the block. You turn around, you realize that the person who's been holding your seat isn't there anymore. Then, of course, you crash into the bush the first time. But then you got it. Then you got it. And I really think that learning how to identify, mobilize, release toxic emotions, and start communicating your deepest emotional needs in a very conscious way so that you not only can not carry the burden from your past, but learn moving forward that you can really create loving, nurturing relationships. It's a skill set that we're meant to know, but it often requires a little bit of guidance because in those very early formative stages, you know, most of us have no filters up until we're about 7 or 8 years of age. And, you know, sadly, most of our parents weren't that good at this realm of emotions. So we learned by observation. We learned in fairly indirect ways how to identify and communicate our emotional needs. And so many people struggle as a result of that. But we're intelligent. Our body, mind, and soul wants to be happy and healthy. And given the opportunity, it's my experience every day at the Chopra Center, that we can make these shifts in a fairly short period of time that can have a lasting benefit on our body, mind, and soul.
Sometimes I feel like my role is to take your message and just really simplify it. And so I want to make sure that I heard you correctly, because I think one of the things that people are trying to understand is that, so let's say for a sec that they had these challenging experiences from their past, which I can imagine probably 99.9%, if not 100% of the population has much to work through or what much to release that's been kind of stored underneath them. And because of those things, what you're saying is that many of the chronic health challenges, many of the self-defeating behaviors, and many maybe even just of the day-to-day choices they've made are the results of that undigested stuff from your past.
Max, you start teaching this course with us.
Okay. And so then what you're saying is that when people go through this course, and in just a few short days, once they kind of walk through these 5 stages of healing, why don't you help me really understand then, what are people to expect? Like, once they leave there, what's the outcome?
Lightness of being. You know, an interesting Egyptian myth. It says that at the end of our lifetime, we travel in our astral body to a plane of evaluation, and we come into the presence of a god named Anubis. It has a bird head and a human body. And in front of Anubis is a scale. And on one pan of the scale, there's a feather. And on the other side of the scale, Anubis reaches into your heart, reaches into your chest, and pulls out your heart. And the Egyptian myth says that if your heart is heavier than a feather, then you have to go back for some recycling. But if your heart is lighter than a feather, because you're no longer carrying grievances, resentments, pain, hostility, then we get to explore the universe with total freedom. And so the intention behind this myth is to remind us to lighten up. And I think that that's what we see. That's what we see, you know, through the process of this course, is that people who come in seeming so heavy, you know, you can just feel the weight of their suffering and their struggle and their loneliness, their sadness, and their physical illnesses, that within just a couple of days, they feel like dancing. There's a permission to be happy that comes from the inside as reminded by the outside. And, you know, in the stories that we hear that go on, you know, for weeks and months and years afterwards, is that it's not just a one-time blip, but that it's the beginning of a life that's really built on this foundation of our right. It's our right, our birthright, like that innocent baby, to be happy, to be healthy, to create loving relationships. And what happens is things that are not so nurturing, be it a habit, you know, someone's still smoking cigarettes or drinking too much, or be it a relationship that they are afraid to leave because, you know, they're so worried about security, you know, or worried that no one else is going to ever love them. But even these relationships just kind of drop off. You don't even have to necessarily remove them, these habits or these toxic experiences. It's just your system, your mind-body-heart system, no longer has an opening for these unloving, unnurturing experiences. And so people start moving. They start creating new thought processes about what they deserve and what they can manifest. They often, you know, tell us how much more creative they've become. They start new businesses. They explore things that they've wanted to do for a long time, like taking piano lessons or art lessons or dance lessons. And they create new, nurturing, loving relationships based upon a conscious understanding of their spiritual connection. And, you know, for me as the doctor, they report that these chronic health challenges, you know, that have plagued them for years, you know, seem to dissipate. You know, people are able to get off their antidepressant medication. They're able to stop using their sleeping medicines. They're able to eliminate their need for pain medications. Their blood pressure, you know, not just because of the course, but because now they're meditating regularly and they're eating healthy and they're exercising regularly, that they're able to reduce their blood pressure medications. So I really, at the core of my being, believe that love is the greatest healer. And if we can remove those obstacles to self-love and the willingness to love unconditionally and receive love, that almost anything is possible.
Yeah. Gosh, amazing. And I actually have a few more questions to ask you, but I can kind of energetically feel into all the people that are on the phone right now, and they're saying, okay, I definitely need to be here for this. So I'd like to actually take a little break for a moment from the content and from asking you these questions to direct everybody to either do one of two things, to head to your computer. And if you're not in front of your computer right now, then I want to ask you to write this down. So it's a web URL that you can go online, and it's chopra.com/free-to-love-offer. chopra.com/free-to-love-offer. Because one of the things that my dad and the whole Chopra Center team has been so generous to put together is an opportunity for you to experience this course that's coming up very soon here. And it actually happens January 15th through the 17th in Carlsbad at the La Costa Resort. And what a great way to start your new year. And I wanted to let you see what this offer is, because it was designed just for people who were able to get on this call with my father and I tonight. And so not only will you get the entire Free to Love course, which clearly, if you have been suffering from these pain and this emotion that has been holding you back and it's been giving rise to all of these chronic problems in your life, is exactly the solution so you can finally experience the love that you desire. But in addition to that Free to Love course, which truly will be absolutely life-changing, you're also going to get as a gift brand new guided meditation that I believe you just recently designed for this group. Is that right?
Yes, actually, we just recorded it earlier today.
Oh, wow, that brand new. And that, what, tell people what's the basis of that meditation. What is it going to give them?
Just a very profound reminder of who they really are and how much love they really have available to them in their lives. And so my hope is that whether or not people come to this course, that they will listen to this on a regular basis so that when they start to feel insecure or start to doubt their lovability, that this will remind them that the whole universe was created from love, that the essence of every one of us is love, that the only thing that is worth doing is to expand our capacity for love, and that will inform and inspire, hopefully, everybody's choices throughout their day.
So there's this beautiful gift for you for that it's a daily reminder, plus a bonus chapter from your book, Free to Love, which never even made it in the book, so that's something that nobody will get. And the price of this really life-changing, transformational course is usually $1,375, but because you are on this call with us and because you're here right now and because you've been willing to invest your time and energy just to hear the details of this, you can get it for only $700. And so there's two ways that you can reserve your seat. And I'm going to say, because I spoke to the Chopra Center team earlier today, that there's approximately 50 seats left for this January event. And with over, you know, I think I wasn't sure the final number, but I believe it was over 800 people on this call with us today. It's important that you invest in this quickly because, obviously, you know, once the seats are all taken up, then there's nothing else that they can do. So there's one of two things that you can do. When you go to thechopra.com/free-to-love-offer, you can see that you can either just go ahead right then and there and click on one of the buttons that says enroll now, and that will take you to a form where you can sign up right on the spot. Or if you want to talk to somebody and get any details or any last-minute things that you might need, you can call 888-736-6895. And what I'll share with you from both being in this experience but also hearing in all the stories is that it is such a perfect time right now to really get the guidance and get the support that you need to remove this deep block, this underlying sense of pain and insecurity, because as somebody who also is devoted to helping people heal and transform, I know that once you remove that core underlying thing that's holding you back, the whole world opens up. And as you heard from Elizabeth, not only will that improve your health and improve your vitality and well-being, but it will help you to get on purpose, and it will help you to create the love and the just emotional openness in your life that not only you deserve, but that you desire. And so I wanted to ask you, Dad, again, to just share, because so many people, I think, these days want to take those steps forward, and they want to get that relief in their life, but they are always a little bit afraid, or sometimes very afraid. And as somebody who has helped thousands of people to really transform these core energetic blocks, these things that are causing them pain, I wanted to ask you, what gets in the way?
Well, you know, habits are habits, and even though something familiar may not be serving us, the very familiarity of it sometimes keeps us locked in a certain rut. You know, people stay in jobs that are no longer serving them. They stay in relationships that are no longer serving them. But the fear of the unknown can often be an impediment. You know, all I can say to people who sense that they're ready for transformation but they're still a little bit anxious about it is that if the only reason to not do something is anxiety over the change, that's almost like an exit sign flashing for you to take that step. If there's another good reason to not make any change in your life, other than fear, then you should always evaluate that reason. But if the only reason is I'm feeling anxious about it, then that's actually a way of getting you revved up. You know, any musician or any actor, any public speaker knows that having a little bit of butterflies before you go on stage actually empowers your performance. And we find that the same is true when you're considering going through some kind of transformational experience, in that a little bit of anxiety means that your old patterns, which if you're struggling have probably not been serving you very well, are feeling a little bit anxious that they may not be able to continue to keep you imprisoned. But what you'll see if you come is that very quickly, just arriving on the campus and being greeted by the loving staff of the Chopra Center, and also quickly finding that you're going to have, you know, 100 new best friends who are in a very similar place and looking for and offering their support in your and their transformation, that anxiety is really a small thing. You know, there wouldn't be heroes if there wasn't fear. And so the way to become heroic is to say, yes, there's a fear here. The fear is the fear of change. The fear is the fear of losing the old excuses that I have for staying stuck. But imagine how your life could be if you were free from those inhibitions, if you were free from your past, if you were free to love. And, you know, if you can imagine it, then it can manifest. And in many ways, everything we do at the Chopra Center and the Free to Love course is really designed to remove the obstacles, remove the veils that keep you from manifesting the deepest intentions of your life, which almost always come from your soul. You know, if we could quiet down all the noise that mostly reflects the conversations that we've been hearing since even in the womb, you know, we now know that by the time we're 12 weeks of fetal life, we're already hearing the conversations going on with our mother and our father. And those conversations can often override the most important conversation, which is that whispering voice of our soul that's just telling us, you deserve to be happy, you deserve to be healthy, you deserve to have love, and you deserve to express your deepest meaning and purpose in life. And, you know, the course is really designed to help shush that noisy voice, that demanding voice, that punitive voice, so that you can now be guided by that inner voice and create a magnificent life.
So let me ask you kind of a bold question here. I hope it's okay to say this, but I'm reading into the people on the phone here, and I think that I know from also, you know, offering these things before, some people say, yeah, that all sounds really good and nice for other people, but that actually isn't going to work for me. You know, like, I know that others have gotten this, but it's not going to work for me personally. What do you say to those people?
It may not. You know, not everything works for everybody. But, you know, one of the patterns that people get into when they're feeling stuck is what Carlos Castaneda and Don Juan used to call a poor me control drama. You know, in that self-importance and self-pity are both really the ego trying to maintain stability. And sometimes it's good to have stability, but if stability means being stable in something that creates misery, then you have to overcome both these control dramas of self-importance and self-pity. Someone else once said that every family is a tyranny that's ruled by its weakest member. And, you know, you can imagine in a certain family, the person who's always complaining about everything ends up getting their way. And because people are multidimensional and they have multiple different voices, everyone has different voices in their mind. At any time we can be courageous or we can be cowardly, we can be generous, we can be stingy. I think the same thing applies to our inner psyche, to our inner family, that the weakest member of our family sometimes rules it. And what I would just encourage people is to say, do you really want to continue to have that inner tyrant keeping you from experiencing the full potential that you deserve? And, you know, if on some level you can remember that innocent baby, and, you know, and then you could say even, I say this quite a lot to people who are in bad relationships, if they have a child. So if a woman is in a really bad relationship but she has a daughter, I'll say, if your daughter, who you love unconditionally, was in this situation, what would you tell your daughter? And inevitably, the woman would say, I tell her to get out of there as quickly as possible. So then the question is, can you apply that same loving advice to yourself? So if you could imagine some being that you love unconditionally, then what would you tell that being if that being was not living its full potential, if that being was struggling, if that being was unhealthy, if that being was depressed or anxious? And hopefully you would tell that being to get the help because they deserve to be healthy and they deserve to be happy.
I think some people, too, just as I'm hearing this, like one of their main fears is it's going to work, you know, and that they are going to be able to break free from these things, and it's going to be so kind of new or so different that they're not going to know what to do. Like, does that happen?
Sure. Uncertainty, you know, is an amazing opportunity, but most of our conditioning is to try to create certainty. But, you know, all I can tell you on the basis of now teaching this course for many years and seeing thousands of people go through it is the ability to actually choose a life of greater happiness and freedom is not a problem for most people, you know, and may not be so obvious when you're facing it, but in retrospect, people will often say that it was the best choice they ever made to step into freedom. And in freedom means the field of all possibilities, and it means that just because we've been doing it a certain way for a certain time doesn't mean we have to continue doing it. I mean, this is what Einstein said, you know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting a different result. So, you know, if you're interested in some level of sanity, then I would just encourage you, you don't have to live with this anymore. And I think this is a good time, you know. A lot of people, we've been seeing just lots of people now at the Chopra Center saying that over the last month or so, they've been just noticing a sensitivity in their moods, maybe a sadness, maybe a subsidence of energy. I think some of it has to do with the holidays coming up, and for a lot of people, holidays mean dealing with family members that have maybe not always been the smoothest relationships. I think a lot of it is even biological, that as the days get so short, you know, the shortest day of the year is December 22nd with the winter solstice. I think everyone has a little bit of seasonal affective disorder. So, you know, the deepest, darkest place is in another, you know, week or so, a couple weeks. But then the days start to get longer and a new year begins. And I think, you know, let's make 2009 has been a tough year for our society, for our economy, for a lot of people losing work, losing jobs. It's put a lot of strain on relationships. My hope is that we make 2010 a great year, a year of renewal, of increasing well-being, of spiritual awakening, and of expanding love. I just read something by Andrew Harvey, one of the really great mystics, and he was saying that when we can bring love and spirit into our life, it irrigates our minds, illuminates our hearts, and saturates our soul with peace and bliss. So that's what I'm voting for, a new year that allows our minds to be irrigated with wisdom, our hearts to be illuminated with love, and our cells and tissues to be saturated in well-being. And then we'll say, what a great year we've had.
I'm in. So now that we're gearing towards the end of the call, I have a few other questions to ask you, but I want to remind everybody that the place that I'd like you to visit is chopra.com/free-to-love-offer. That's freetolove offer, offer.com. And this is a perfect opportunity to actually share with you what you are going to receive. What's the value and the benefits of this Free to Love course that's happening January 15th through the 17th in Carlsbad, California? And I want to say that if you know right now that this is what you're called to do, and if this is the perfect time for you to finally get the guidance and the support to experience emotional freedom and love right now, then go ahead and go to this page and click on one of those buttons that says Enroll Now, and you can just go ahead and sign up, because the first 50 people that sign up are the ones that will get one of the last spots for this course, which I might add is also discounted by $675 for the people on this call. So as part of your registration, what you will get is a signed copy of the book Free to Love, Free to Heal, which came out just a few months ago. as part of the course, which I think is such a phenomenal benefit as somebody who is a devout meditator, you'll actually receive your primordial sound meditation instruction, which is the Chopra Center's signature meditation technique that's only taught by certified instructors. And this is something that you can use for the rest of your entire life, for you to not only quiet the mind and relax the body, but reconnect back to that space of clarity, of peace, and of love inside of yourself. And within the experience itself, you're actually doing daily meditations as a group, which, you know, you and I both know is one of the most powerful impacts of these courses, because when you're all in that space together, it's just like you're magnifying the energy of one another's love. Plus, one of the things that I just think is so delicious, pun intended, is the delicious meals that you guys have, the vegetarian Ayurvedic meals that are prepared specifically according to your Chopra Center cookbook. Plus, for those of you who love yoga, or for those of you who have never done yoga, they have different levels of yoga classes that happen every single morning to really help you get in your body. So if you've never had a yoga practice, this is the way for you to start in a very gentle and delicate way. And for those of you who already love yoga, you're just going to get so much pleasure out of the Chopra Center's signature yoga programs. And then there's always these beautiful celebration dinners and healing ceremonies that are a part of the whole program. So once again, it's January 15th through the 17th. It's going to be at the La Costa Resort and Spa in Carlsbad, California. As I've shared with you before, there's only about 50 spots left. And as somebody who puts on courses myself, I can tell you that there's many people out there who would say, well, you know, $700 plus airfare, plus then I got to, you know, pay for accommodations, which is not included in this package. How am I possibly going to make that work? And what I would say to you is, first off, if you have been listening to this call and you're still here right now, there's a real reason for that. And that's most likely because this everything we have said has touched a chord in you. And you know, after all that time, and all that energy of struggling and worrying and dealing with challenges and maybe, you know, going through those life experiences that have been painful, that it is time to change. And that if you're here right now, I know you can feel that this is your opportunity. And so if you're thinking of how do I come up with the money, the question I would pose back to you is, how can you afford not to? How can you afford not to? Because until some of these deeper inner things are resolved, until some of these kind of core blocks are taken away, life is going to unfold exactly the way it has been. But once you can really find that internal peace, that internal resolve, that internal love, then just like Elizabeth and the thousands of other people who have gone through this program, everything is going to change. You're going to feel more connected to your body, have more energy and vitality. You're going to have this renewed sense of purpose and joy. Your relationships will improve. And as a general picture, life is just going to feel a lot more positive and a lot happier. So for just a few hundred dollars, $700, imagine what would your life look like if all of those core challenges and pain and emotional things that have been causing you to struggle were removed. Imagine what that would do for your life. And I would say that no matter what state you're in financially, if you are dealing with these problems, you really can't afford not to be there, because what you will learn and experience is truly a life-transforming experience. So with that in mind, Dada, you know, we're getting to the kind of close of this call. I wanted to see, you know, what kind of closing thoughts you have for people, because I want to first also just start by thanking everybody for taking this time, and I hope that it provided a lot of value for you, and even if you don't come to the course, that you really get to see, oh, maybe that's some of the causes of why I've been dealing with the challenges I've been dealing with, or that's the reason why some of the symptoms that I've been facing, so that you can have that awareness to guide you in the direction to get those problems solved yourself. So, Dad, what do you have to close with here for all the people on the phone?
Why don't we actually do something? So if everybody who's listening can close their eyes, take a slow deep breath in, and a slow deep breath out. And now center your attention in your heart. And just for a few moments, bring into your awareness everything for which you can feel grateful. So for the people in your life, the relationships, the experiences, the learnings, the material things that you have or have been given, just allow yourself to fill your heart with gratitude. And imagine that that gratitude is taking on the form of a light in your heart, a glowing light in your heart. You can choose the color. And as you fill your heart with gratitude, that light becomes brighter. And now imagine that that gratitude is being pumped throughout your body. So with every heartbeat, the gratitude that you're generating becomes cellular. You can literally envision the light of gratitude filling your body, your legs, your abdomen, your chest, your arms, your head. So your whole being is glowing with gratitude. Gratitude for everything that you've been given. Even as the Sufis say, gratitude for that which has been withheld. Gratitude for the opportunity to experience the universe through a human incarnation, through a human nervous system. And gratitude for your next breath. So to see how it feels to be living in that space of gratitude. And if this is not a familiar space, then ask yourself, what do I need to let go of that's no longer serving me so that I can continue and expand my capacity to live in gratitude? So maintaining that sense of gratefulness, even when you open your eyes, see how the rest of your evening feels if you can be in that heart-centered state of awareness. And my hope is that that can be sustained indefinitely.
So once again, just to make sure that everybody has that information, the place that you're going to want to go to get all the details of this just remarkable retreat that will deeply help you to move forward in your life with love and freedom and openness, that's chopra.com/free-to-love-offer. And when you go to that page, you can see right there that there's a space for you to go ahead and invest in the program so that you can reserve one of the spots before it fills up, or you can call one of the program consultants and get all the details. And I do hope that this call has not only touched you in a deep way and helped you to gain a level of awareness about what's possible, but also that it's inspired you. And it's inspired you to move beyond any fears or doubts or anxieties and to take action to show up at this, because I know both from talking to all the people who have gone through and my father, but also from my own personal experience, how profound this work can be and how in just a few short days, everything in your life can change. And all of a sudden, what will open up is this new life that's filled with love and filled with freedom and filled with joy. And as my dad so heartfully said over and over again, you do deserve to be happy, and you do deserve to be healthy, and you do deserve to live your purpose, and you deserve to have love in your life. And if there's anything that has been getting in the way of that, external or internal, what we know is that this course, this event, this beautiful experience will be the perfect catalyst for you to move into 2010 getting everything that you want. So thank you so much for joining us here today. Is there anything you want to say before we jump off the phone, Dad?
Sweet dreams. Have peace in your life. Let's make this a great holiday season of love and gratitude. And let's create healing and transformation in the new year. We all deserve it. Our planet deserves it. Our children deserve it.
Thank you, everybody. We look forward to talking with you again soon. Much love.